It is not flesh and blood, but the heart which makes us fathers and sons. The return home, an essential part of the cycle that is a hero's journey. But it is not always easy. It is not always safe. Sometimes, it is a true nightmare. With the Wanti invader defeated and the mysterious boulder in tow, our new band of best friends will attempt to utilize this voyage as the vacation they wanted in the first place. But how long will such pleasantries last? What lies in the murky waters of the future? Clouds of smoke billow just over the horizon, and the fires that made them are hungry. Welcome to the Spellcast.
Any, like, mess up with your long-lost family people, Ront?
I know exactly where they are. I can't see them.
You're not allowed to see them?
I can't go back there.
Wow, y'all have, like, weird family background issues. Let's have another shot.
First, Ront's gonna roll to refuse. He's gonna fail.
Mm-hmm. Six.
Okay. Yeah, no. This one hits you hard.
All right, so I do the third. This is the third shot.
Oh, that'll just be for the shot. He passed. He's still fine.
Okay. I'll roll to refuse, but my refusal has to be higher than an 18. So
no,
I don't refuse this.
No, I'm glad you'd have to roll.
I launch into, since we were on the subject of fucked up family, since the shot hits me so hard, how much I hate my sister.
Wow, that, okay, got it.
So I just launch into this, like, yeah, man, like, my fucking bitch-ass sister, she fucking goes off and leaves a family and steals her fucking family heirloom, and now I'm the one who has to go get it back because I should have that fucking heirloom. It's mine. I'm the one who deserves it. Just because she's older doesn't mean... So I'm just, you know, going off on that whole rant for a while.
Well, with the family issues, you are in the right group.
Yes! I'm, like, shouting at this point, but you know what, though? I gotta find the blade person, because we don't know what his family issues are, so I'm gonna go find out. And I just get up.
Okay, so Tact has left the building. He's up front! He's with the
lady?
What lady?
The drive lady.
Ilya?
Is Ilya her name?
The blonde. Is she blonde?
Yeah.
Is she blonde?
The blonde.
Is she blonde?
Okay, excuse me.
How can you tell him to be a dim?
By the way, because I'm so blonde.
Not like she's hiding all of the hair.
By the way, I know that I'm like only ...15 years old.
Oh, be still.
But, like, I can drink because we start, like, my family, since we're, you know, important, I started learning how to drink alcohol when I was, like, 11. So that's why I have no problem drinking.
Come.
And then she proceeds to
wait,
come to the front.
Connell, how old are you?
We've all conveniently forgot
our
ages.
Jesus!
This is the second page.
It's gonna be
17,
on...
yes!
Well, you're like an adult. Like, 17 year olds drink whole
time. Not in my race.
He's an elf.
So elf or half elf?
Half elf.
I'm a
half
okay, because it's important.
So half of you drink all the time, half of your like body.
Wait.
I'm 14!
You are making me uncomfortable! And then she walks away.
He also, as a 14-year-old half-orc, he looks about how old?
Like, 14 is adult for orcs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, like...
Oh, interesting.
But he's also a tiny,
that's
scrawny
right. Good
half-orc.
Point. Good point.
I see. Okay.
And he does not act mature.
Okay.
Like he tries to act, like, composed,
mm-hmm.
right? But he's also, like...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that little scene at the helm then happens, right?
Okay, yes, it does.
And so I'm just like, oh, What are you guys doing?
Oh god.
Hi, Savar. Ilya's driving boat. I'm just
whirl around to look at her, give her an up and down, be like,
is she stumbling or
yeah, like you're tall and like fair, like whatever.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
She's looking at you how like, what is this girl's problem?
How old is
She looks she looks about like 25.
Oh my god, she's like an adult.
So Hal's kind of looking at her like, well, I mean, you are tall and fair.
Why were you joining us? We were talking about our family issues, and we wanted to find out what yours was.
Right, okay. I'll take Savara by the shoulder. And,
what are you
kind of
doing?
You were back there drinking,
can
right?
I put
drinking
your blades?
A lot. I wouldn't advise it.
Why? And then I start trying to, like...
please, that actually is they're very sensitive.
What? So if I do this, does it hurt? And I hit it.
Ow! Does she take damage?
No, she's fine. The alcohol gets that takes care of.
Why don't we... We'll go back and
yes,
have another
the alcohol
drink, okay?
In her blood sterilizes the wound.
What are your family issues, blade person?
Do you just go out on the deck?
Yeah.
Or do you come back to us?
This really isn't the time or the place, you know? I'm ushering her back, like...
No, well, it
where?
Was the time
when
I was with Ront and Carilla... And
Carilla.
Carilla?
Carilla.
Camilla.
Camilla? Camilla or Carilla? I'm very confused.
Corilla.
the half-elf who likes to pose with me.
Oh my god.
Maybe you should get some rest.
I do need to recover my spells.
Do you
and I try to do like a...
like,
do you make
where
a
am I going to sleep?
Halexan, you do know that there are a bunch of rooms, like, you know, with beds and such. There is the master bedroom that Jadankle... Jadankle's not on the boat, obviously. There's his. There's, like, Waylon's officer cabin, you know. And then the rooms that you were allowed, which were very modest. Fairly, you know, they're good rooms.
I'll take Savara's hand and lead her off back to where these guys are, because I'm thinking, if she's in this condition, what the hell's going on with them?
So, are you taking me to the prettiest room?
I don't think so.
To go to sleep? Are you going to sleep in the bed with me?
No.
I'm like, I'm
okay.
not, I'm had to go,
like,
there's no
okay.
implication.
How far,
no.
How far are they from us?
I want you guys to hear all of this.
This about, they're right outside the door.
Okay,
that.
So I open the door.
you open the door, and you just, it's just Ron, just like...
Oh, and it's kind of up against the room. And look over to Ron.
I think they're talking about you, Camillo. I slap Cottle up the head.
Just shaking my head. Come on, have a seat. Come in.
What? I don't see a bed. Oh, hey, guys, what's up?
I'll sit down.
Right.
I'll
tell
take
me
the,
about
take
his
the bottle of
heart
fire and just start swinging.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to drink with us.
There, I failed. Peace.
It's just glug, 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 fall, clink.
That was really impressive.
So they just like fall into our long rest. We all just get really twisted and like knock out together.
That's not advisable. That's not advisable.
I mean, like Savara
at this rate,
is gonna,
you're the only one, right? Like
Savara is gonna just like pass out. Like open mouth snoring.
I have not continued to drink since number two.
So I'll go on a long sweeping tale about my brother and my family, all while Savara's sleeping, obviously.
What? Hold on. And I have not established the fact that I've fallen asleep. First of all,
okay.
I'm just saying
all right.
She will fall asleep.
Okay,
all
right.
All right, okay, hold on, wait. Tell the story. Every 20 seconds, roll a con check to stay awake.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
I'll do
fair.
That.
I
like
that.
You like that?
Yeah,
all right.
20 seconds is game timer.
I'll just keep checking with a timer. There you
yep.
go.
Yeah.
And
tell us about
so
your fucked up family.
I was about to. my brother is he's pretty fucked up, isn't he? At least what this guy says.
I said nothing directly about your brother. I don't know anything.
I can read subtext.
What if they're together? That'd make me even angrier than her fucking
rotten,
paladin.
What?
Who?
Oh.
What?
Contract.
17.
You're white.
You mean, like, that Roland and...
Yeah, the hot paladin.
Oh.
Fucked my sister.
He
did?
Oh, right.
He can go suck a dick.
I bet he has.
Oh, my God. Anyway, what's...
No, Hal.
Okay, no, Hal stole away.
You
know
anyway,
what I haven't
Hal
had
continue.
In a really...
Your brother's messed
huh?
up.
My brother. My messed up brother. He was born normal.
What is it, like, no blades?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, but apparently I'm not human. Wouldn't you? What, I mean, who would have thought?
Buddy, if I'm human, you're human.
You're human?
No, sorry.
My friends... Let me tell you this story.
But you could be.
Let me tell you the great old story of the cake.
The cake.
What cake?
The cake.
Tell me about cake.
There's gonna be cake.
I like cake.
There was a... Uh-oh.
Wait, no, it's Connell's cake story.
It was there. I can taste it. I
you
know
did
it was
not
there.
Taste anything there.
Don't tell me what I did not taste, mister.
You were pouty the entire time.
Connell, make a con save.
13.
Okay, you're still awake.
I can taste it now.
God, what kind of cake was it? My favorite's funfetti.
So I'm gonna roll and fail a wisdom and charisma check. There were ladies.
It was the back room at a house of ill repute.
Oh, a brothel.
Was it a brothel?
No.
No.
Candy.
It was the back room of a bakery.
Right, where the brothel was.
It wasn't a brothel.
I guarantee if you paid enough, it would have been a brothel.
What about your brother?
Ron concept.
11.
You're still awake.
Right, that son of a bitch.
You cursed! I'm so
you
proud of
you. Called your mom a bitch!
Sorry, Mom. He's a good boy.
You're a son of a bitch!
I might be adopted.
Whoa!
Oh.
That's a big deal.
Everyone just sobered up.
Because if I'm not human, then what are they, huh? What are they?
I'm Connell.
This guy gets it.
I'm
this guy.
Do I get damaged from this?
No. In the morning. You'll feel it in the morning. You'll feel it. You'll
no,
be
guy.
Like...
He knows what it's like.
Wake up and make a con save.
Savara, make a con save.
10.
Alright, you're still awake.
My brother was gonna be someone. He was gonna be lord of the land.
He might well be, buddy.
Well, he gave it up.
Oh, he gave that up, but he's...
You see this, and I'm gonna like, hold up
your
the ring.
Your brother and my sister would be friends.
He's on a chain around my neck. He gave it up!
What? Yeah.
This isn't mine!
Is that for your brother?
Yeah!
It's shiny.
And why do you got it?
Because he wanted to be Mr. Adventure Man!
He's, from what I hear, he's doing a pretty bang up, bang every door down job of it.
Right. That's son of an angel. He's not an angel. But... Dear mom, rest your soul. Is she still alive?
Savara's getting sleepy.
Okay.
Savara doesn't really understand what Hal's going on about anymore, so she's getting sleepy.
You can say at any point that you fall asleep if you want to.
Savara, I'm almost falling asleep.
Okay.
Do we notice?
Yeah, you can see me starting to get a little...
Also, Halexin, make a con save.
Four?
You're asleep.
I'm about to fall asleep, so I'm gonna say, we're a bunch of fucked up individuals, aren't we? And then fall asleep. And I'm like open mouth snoring, it's not attractive.
Make a con save.
14.
You're still awake.
I'm gonna roll to shake it off because I only had two drinks and I was going to continue first mating.
Okay.
11.
Okay, you're still awake.
Okay.
Hey, Ron.
What?
You know it'd be really funny?
No.
Let's put Zavara on top of him.
Buddy.
No. Could you imagine?
Hold on. Okay, I got it. But you know what happens when Hal sits in chairs?
Let's avoid chairs.
Imagine, like, Savara's gonna be like that chair.
I guess that wouldn't be beneficial.
No, buddy, no. I'm gonna, Connell, take. Connell, take 9 more shots.
You have to take them with me.
No. I have to be able to walk straight. But you take 9 more shots. Go.
My refusal is 18 plus.
Nope, that's a 10. You didn't do it.
How long do you guys stay in this room? Or do you stay in this room?
I'm just going to save the trouble and knock out after, like, the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
My plan is to go get bedding for these idiots.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to drag them to beds. And I'm not going to ask anyone to even lift him.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Okay, Mike. So, I brought you here kind of separately because there's a scene I wanted to do with you, with Hal, just you and me, and for preface, because the instance where this will happen has not happened yet, it is the first time you go to sleep on the way home from the island, should you make it off the island.
Okay.
So this is even prefacing the fact that you may or may not survive.
Great.
Okay, cool. But, and we'll figure out how that happens or whatever. But you are asleep and you start to have this dream sequence and you all of a sudden, your eyes are open and you're floating above wherever you're sleeping. And I need you to roll me percentile dice at this moment.
50.
Okay, 50. Okay, good. You can speak pretty freely. However, your actions are limited to non-hostile.
Okay.
Non-hostile actions.
How do I perceive this environment? Is it strange to me that I'm floating, or am I kind of in dream logic where...
You're kind of in dream logic, but the environment around you is as real as it was the moment you shut your eyes to go to sleep. You can actually see your dream body is turning around and looking down at the ground. While you're looking around, you can see your actual body sleeping there, kind of peaceful. So at this moment, you don't know if you're dead and your spirit is rising up, or if it's some astral projection thing.
I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Yes, you're just having an out-of-body experience. And you're floating up as if something is, like, some silver invisible strings are pulling you through the roof, and you actually float through the roof, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool because you can see the layers of wood and in the sky or wherever you are.
Yeah,
we'll figure
that
out. You can see everything pass through your eyesight. And then you're floating up.
Can I move at all as I'm floating,
or
am I locked into
You're locked in a trajectory, but you can move your arms and legs.
And I can, like move my body on an axis.
On an axis, yes. You can move it on an entire XY three-dimensional axis. You just can't, the direction you can't control. And you float up about 300 feet in the air. And then
at this point, it's starting to get a little bit nervous because I can't control the fact that I'm floating away from Earth.
soon you detect that you stop. And then you see below you,
and you can see this red light in the ocean underneath the boat sort of turn the water yellow, as if this headlight is shining up from the ocean, and it's this red glow of like a fire in the water right underneath the boat. And then you can see the water sink a little bit, like create a concavity in the surface of the water, and then it starts swirling. And you can see that as this whirlpool, which it eventually turns into, forms in the middle of the ocean right underneath the boat, which is now starting to swirl around, the water boils and just turns into this rolling boil in the middle of the fucking ocean on top of this red light. And then since you're right above it, you are centered above this draining, this whirlpool. You can see down, and steam starts to rise from the ocean, from the center of this, and it's smoky. And the boat is gone. The boat has disappeared down this drain.
Me! My body!
Yes.
And then you can see licks of flame and fire start to shoot up from the water. And when they touch the walls of this whirlpool, which is actually pretty big, it's not like a tiny whatever, it's a huge whirlpool. Steam, like explosions and cracks of steam and hisses erupt out.
Kind of like looking up, like, mm-hmm. Obviously there's nothing, like no strings or anything, like,
no.
Pulling up, but like
no, but you do notice that clouds are now encroaching, and like the sky is turning a dark orange, as if the landscape on the horizon was on fire. And as soon as the whirlpool is complete, you just see this whirling mass of fire. And then in a blink of an eye, your dream body just shoots down it at about...
Oh, shit!
Yeah, at about 300 feet a second. And you're just going incredibly fast, and you are passing through the layers of the earth, the crust, the mantle, everything. And your dream body perceives that you pass through some threshold, and then you're all of a sudden in this huge, vast landscape of just red. It just feels like hell. It feels like some... At this point, I guess it's a good question to ask. When Hal was growing up with his family, what was their main religion? Who did they worship?
Oh, that's a good question.
If they had one.
So I'm not really up to speed on who the deities, like which deities survived and which didn't.
Oh, I'm not even worried about that. If you want a deity, I'll say they survived. I don't care. Would you like a list?
Yeah,
okay.
Actually, that'd be a good idea.
Cool, yeah. Let me get you.
The one that immediately pops to mind is Helm.
Helm's a good choice. I believe he's...
Does he have a...
He might be dead, but I don't care. If you want him alive again, I'm not...
No, that's fine. That was one of the things. I didn't know if he was dead, and I didn't know if he had worshippers even if he was alive.
Let me see. No, he's alive. If you like a better choice, they're all on that left side of the page.
Oh, he's cool. Torm.
Torm. I like Torm.
Yeah, we'll say... Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, shoot. Torm or Tyr. Oh,
do you want to pick Tyr? That would make things so good.
I really want to pick Tyr.
Pick Tyr.
Okay.
Pick Tyr, because this is going to make things great.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. It's going to make things great. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Tyr.
Quick aside. When I was first playing Dungeons & Dragons, one of the players was a paladin of Tyr.
Uh-huh.
And so Tyr became like this really big... And we were playing Forgotten Realms also, and he became like this really big central thing. So I have very fond memories of Tyr. So.
Fun. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, as a member of a family that worshipped Tyr, was there any things that they told you? Because Tyr's obviously, he's a good god. He fights against evil. What evil did your parents told you to watch out for? Like who would they say, oh, the blank's going to get you if you don't eat your vegetables or whatever, you know?
The one that pops immediately in mind is Fenrir.
Fenrir, the wolf? Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if that fits with the...
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. You can see this landscape about you, and it's a landscape of extremes. So the image of Fenrir comes up. You can see a lake of ice right next to a volcano pouring lava into it. You can see flaming forests everywhere, sheer cliffs, and winds of fire, clouds of fire jutting up against them and rolling over in some, like, haboob of just inferno.
Yeah.
You can see way off in the distance that there's a fortress, a citadel, huge, in this what seems to be central of everything, sitting on top of a mountain. And your dream body is floating towards it? Shooting towards it, pretty fast.
Then there's nothing I can grab onto, or...
There's nothing you can grab onto. You can make me a religion check, since you have religion...
I have history. I don't think I have religion.
History, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot. I should have said you needed a d20.
I got one.
Okay, cool.
I think 7?
Okay, you're not in fun place.
Oh, wait. Proficiency bonus 10? Mm-hmm.
10? Okay, good. That's enough to know that you're...
Wait, is my proficiency... No, wait, proficiency's only plus 2 right mm-hmm. now. 9.
All right, I'll let that be enough to know that you think you're somewhere in the 9 hells. or the abyss, or somewhere. It's not good. And you're floating towards...
It's because I signed that contract, isn't it? He's in denial.
But you're flying towards this citadel, and eventually, it takes about 30 seconds, but you fly straight through a window and into a lavish, extremely lavish, sensual court filled with creatures around you that are super fiendish in nature. There is no good here at all.
Can they see me?
Oh, they all see you, and they all know you're there. There are big ones. There are little ones. There's ones with chains flying around them, ones with spikes on them. A huge one standing in the back with its arms crossed, huge wings, and like a club just sort of underneath its elbow that it's holding and leaning on. And you can see that there are many Erinys and Furies and like dark angels about.
Don't look at them!
Yeah, and they're all looking at you. Roll me a perception check. Why not? At disadvantage because you're freaking out.
A 2.
Okay, fair enough. There's just devils all about you, and you float up this, hovering just above this ruby red carpet that seems to be leading towards a throne.
Well, I'm assuming that if somebody is like drawing me here, then it's probably for a purpose, and I'm probably not going to die at this exact moment.
All right.
So, I'm not to say that Hal isn't absolutely terrified, but he's going to try and put on his best, you know. Well, I'm at court. demeanor.
Yes. You can see that the throne that the ruby red carpet leads to is, because the theme of the ruby, is carved out of one gigantic ruby.
One question before I look at if there's anyone sitting in the throne. Before I do that, is there any artwork or anything around the room, any kind of like tapestries or anything that could give me some kind of see, I don't really have religion, but I'm basically looking for some kind of indication of which of the 9 hills I'm in.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know if history would be good enough for that.
Right. I'd say that there is a tapestry
in a conular shape, of course, because I love the Dante model here, in a conular shape, and you can see the first layer, you can see the second layer, third layer, fourth layer, fifth layer, sixth layer, seventh layer, eighth layer, and then at the very bottom, as if blown up on the tapestry, is...
You are here, fucker.
You are here, fucker. Okay. The ninth layer, Nessus. And you can look up on the throne, and sitting there, tapping his ruby rod, dark red horns, with a crown floating in between them.
At least it's not Magloobiet.
At least it's not Magloobiet. That's true. He's a bit more lawful than Magloobiet. Your religion check's enough to know it's Asmodeus, Lord of the 9 Hells. He says,
"Don't say a word."
He stands up.
I'm looking at the floor.
He approaches you.
And trying as hard as possible to lean back.
And all the devils are kind of a little bit nervous.
They're nervous!
They're nervous, yeah. They're kind of like, they're like a little... You can get that they sense he's not happy. He...
Okay, well, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna, you know...
You can see footsteps... feet smoldering and burning footprints into the carpet as he walks towards you, and now he's about 2 feet from you.
I'll look up at him.
Roll me a charisma saving throw.
Right.
Or a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, that had to be fucking wisdom.
A 4. You are frightened. However, you can't move away from him, but you can't move closer to him, but you're frightened. He says,
"Well, look at the lawful good-looking motherfucker. Come on!
No! Cheer!" And he starts clapping his hands, and he says, "Cheer! Everyone, come on! Clap your hands! Everyone, right now!" And it echoes. Yeah, you start clapping
your
hands.
I start clapping.
And everyone else start clapping their hands. And, oh, no, no, please, please, yell, cheer. And everyone starts going, yay, like, timidly at first. And he says, cheer and clap your hands for our motherfucking champion. Now shut the fuck up! And everyone stops, and this one devil is still clapping, and he points a finger at it, and it explodes in ash and fire.
So, very, very carefully lower my hands. Mm-hmm. First, you know, raising them in the, you know, don't shoot me, bro, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, way.
Yeah. Welcome home. Glad to see you. How's my boy? All that other bullshit. They done fucked you up real good, didn't they? You know, you, he gets real close to you.
I'm pointing at myself like, me?
Yes, you, you piece of shit. You were perfect. Just the right kind of pawn. I needed to play my little game, and then someone went and touched the piece I didn't want to move. Move, move, move. And you can hear the echo coming all the way across the plains. He sort of, he does this with his hand, mm-hmm. and your body sort of turns around. And now you're looking out at the balcony that you floated up through, you know, through the window of. And he said, he whispers in your ear, say hello to your ex-babysitter.
I will say hello. Greetings and salutations.
Well, you can try, but the thing that floats up from the balcony, wrapped in adamantine chains and obviously dead, is a huge pit fiend, the same size as the one that has the huge club. And it's wearing shattered ruby spectacles on its eyes, which tumble down off of its face. And you can see the adamantine chains start gripping at its body and, like, impressing into it and burning it. And all of a sudden, Asmodeus snaps his fingers and the chains tighten and just rip the pit fiend to shreds. And the ruby spectacles finally, if they hadn't, oh, well, they had tumbled. But still, ruby spectacles fall infinitely down the side sheer cliff of this mountain that the citadel is sitting on. And now, Asmodeus says, that you spent all those years up there learning their shit behind your daddy's back. And now that you've got that motherfucking brand, and he points at your Kopesh, hanging on the side of your spiky ass hip, I can't fucking fix you. I can't touch you. You lucky son of a bitch. She says I can't. Read the fine print, that fucking bitch. And he sort of walks away from you on the balcony, and he yells out into the plains, that was my life! He turns around real quick and looks at you. I can't even speak to you without her fucking presence. And then he darts his head over to the left and he says, yeah, I know you fucking hear me. And if you
definitely. Oh,
you can see a creature there floating. You can't see its feet. But it's yellow-skinned, little tuft of white hair, and then two little antennae antler things sticking out, kind of like a giraffe. And it's floating there, and it's just got its hands sort of, you know, fingers together with a little smile on its face. It's not saying anything. It looks at you. It waves at you. And it
I just, wave back?
Yeah. And then it smiles and nods its head.
Shut up! You know?
He backs away.
Shit gets real when even the hands of gods are tied.
He sniffs you. You feel he can smell the goodness on you. Let's you see a little bit of your astral spirit float into his nostrils.
Tired of your smell. Get the fuck back there. Don't fuck this up for me. And try to remember where you came from.
You said, father?
He snaps his fingers and you're flying backwards out of the window at about triple the speed that you flew in. And you're flowing through the plains. You fall, see your body fly through the threshold up into the air again. The whole water or whatever is underneath you reconstitutes itself and you snap back in your body and you jump up awake in a dead cold sweat.
I kind of want to ask, can there be spikes just like shot all over the room?
Yes, there can. Okay. Of course there can. Of course there can.
Okay, I will not sleep for the next couple of days.
Fair enough.
And yeah, pretty much just like the only thing he will do at that moment is just kind of like take the covers and just bunch them up and just look around and stay that way.
All right, that's the end of the little scene I wanted to run. All right.
Ron, about this time, you walk back in the room with bedding. The first thing you notice that there's a spike stuck in the threshold of the doorway of the room that they're all passed out in.
Is it, like, springy, or is it just, like, there?
It's there, and it looks like one of Halexin's blades. And also, as you get closer to the room, you can look around, and there's just blades stuck in the wood everywhere. Luckily, there's none on the floor at a very low level. They've all seemed to sprung upward and outward, not at the two other sleeping people. And Halexin is sitting up, no blades on him.
Probably in the corner.
In the corner. What is Halexin doing at this point?
So, like, knees up, arms over knees. Like, as soon as the door opens, like, shaking and, like, you know, backing up and looking at Ron and...
Well, while Ron takes all of this in, how are you... Are you still drunk, buddy? That's literally the first thing he's gonna ask. It's not very tactful, but, like, how are you feeling? Are you okay, buddy?
Did I... And I'm pointing at, like, the ceiling.
I look at the blade that's next to me in the door.
You rip it out of the door. Ron taps it with his finger. The point of it with his finger.
Yeah, buddy. What?
Did you see my ghost?
No.
I don't want to be a ghost again.
Ghost? Sense magic.
You find nothing in the room.
There's... I mean,
you get all the magical...
Right. Items. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you, buddy. Is this something that happens a lot? Or, like, what do you think's going on? What... You're obviously afraid of something. What happened? I also go over and, you know, do the swaddle thing.
The swaddle thing.
You don't have to worry about being careful about touching him, because most of his large spikes...
Oh, no, I'm just doing the thing where, like, the guy who's... The person who's having a traumatic experience gets covered in a blanket.
Yes. Got it.
I'm just gonna cry.
Okay.
Next one.
All right, buddy. Here are some pillows. I gotta sit the other guys up because they're gonna catch cold. And I'm gonna get you some water or some tea, whatever the hell's on here. Not more of that stuff. You don't need unless you do. Okay. Actually, do you even want to stay in here? Or do you want to go like to a place with an actual bed?
Just gonna like shrink back into the corner more.
Okay, you can stay there. You can stay there. I'll be right back with just something for you. All right, some beverage. You look like you could use something, anything.
Thank you.
Okay, and then when I'm back, I'll take care of all of this stuff, I guess. And so I go.
So
larder pantry.
Yeah. 10 seconds after he leaves, I'm gonna get up and kind of like waddle over to the door, like in the blanket, open the door, and just like go and find a room.
Yeah.
And, like, lock myself in the room.
Okay. Hey, guys. Adam here, just hopping in the middle of the episode to do a couple of things. Now, I know you guys want to know who won the giveaway, and I'm going to get to that. First, we got to do a Q Corner. Now, last episode's Q Corner was, what would you like the next D&D module setting to be and why? And holy shit. Did we have a bunch of replies? Many on Facebook. Holy cow. I think we're going to do that from now on. We got over 70 replies to this question, which is ridiculous. A ridiculous number, and I can't read them all out because we don't have that much time. But I will read some gems from here. Probably do around 10, and I think we'll keep that number going in for the rest of the foreseeable future, so we'll see. First off, we're going to read our Twitter reply. We have Kelsey Elizabeth Ann from @KelseyQQ saying, a setting in a school of witchcraft and wizardry would be hella cool. I'll tell you what, if you want to do it, Candlekeep's a great place, I would believe, to do an RPG. Just set it as like a school thing. But yes, I agree. I think like a school setting in its own little pocket dimension would be great. Going on, these replies on Facebook come from the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition group and the post that I posted there. So if you're not a member of the group, it is just Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. It's a closed group, but the admins are very generous in letting people in. So all you gotta do is request to join and that's it. So yeah, I asked the same question here on Facebook and we have so many flipping replies.
First off, I've got to give a shout out to everyone who is saying there will be some Planescape. Yes, especially with the drop of Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes, I agree. Also, a lot of people wanting Spelljammer, so a huge shout outs to everyone who said both Planescape and Spelljammer. I, after my own heart. Matthew Smith said Hollow World or Mistra, followed by the Hollow World expansion. That'd be really nice. And Justin Martin said, I would like to see Eberron with an Artificer fully classed instead of a UA, and I tell you, Pierre agrees with you. Yes, we would like to see that as well. A lot of you don't want any more Forgotten Realms. Francisco Fonseca Jr. says, not Forgotten Realms. I'd be impressed with that baby step at this point. You know, I think it's about time to like take a step in a direction, but I think they are going to be couching a lot of this in Forgotten Realms. So I'm going to read one Planescape guess from an Adam Hancock. A plane hopping campaign that starts in Faerun, travels to Sigil next, and then might visit one or more other campaign settings. A few of you have said Feywild, and some of you have even said Dark Sun, like Carla Soto here. Ryan Freer says, my theory is Eberron / Dark Sun / Feywild / Shadowfell sourcebook with accompanying races and classes. And aren't you damn right about that? I mean, go look up what they're doing with Mordenkainen. You'll be pleased. Ooh, Dyson Logo says, while I don't have any real hope or expectation of this, I would love a book of 20 or so campaign settings presented as 10 to 12 page chapters. Little short treatises on possible worlds you could go to. I think that would be nice. I mean, I'm with you. I don't know if they would devote a production line for a book like that, but I think it would be nice. Maybe as like a PDF. Thomas Berry says, Dark Sun, give me some psionics. Vel Woodard says, maybe one where it's based over the uprising of an insectoid species that enslaves non-insectoids, or one where demons and devils rule over the land like Brutal Legend, and there's a few other factions and such. I have a lot of ideas. I have no doubt you do, Vel, and I really like that one. Brutal Legend was like a really, really cool game. Like, oh my god. A few people have said something like the Tales from the Yawning Portal would be nice. People like Bob Curtis and Tony Tassello, who are both wanting a Tales from the Yawning Portal sort of thing, like an anthology of new, shorter adventures that don't have to be setting-specific. Anthony Bond says, something a little bit steampunk. Not too much, but I think it could work. I agree. Something just a little bit steampunk. I'm not much of a gun person, but yeah. Simon Split Emmett thinks if it's in the realms, I would say Lantern or Al-Kadim would be interesting, but I suspect Planescape will be next. I agree. Byron Redmond says, I suspect either Skullport or Lantern. I really want it to be outside of the Forgotten Realms or the watered-down equivalent we currently have, but I have my doubts. Yeah. Graham A. Barber says, no new campaign settings. They can barely adequately support the FRCS with canon material, and a second setting would only decrease the rate of production. What I want is a comprehensive campaign setting book or set for Forgotten Realms and a full world map. Yes, you have read my mind. That's what I need for the show, of all things. Seriously. Jane Goodwin says, take it back to Dragonlance during the War of Takhisis versus Paladin. Yes, Dragonlance. I've missed me some Dragonlance. Ooh, Amber Cuterman says, a high sea adventure. I have a goblin, drunken master monk pirate just waiting. Yes. Lonnie would be proud. Andrew Reed says, Greyhawk. Please, remember Greyhawk. And Charles Bell says, Sanctuary. Because Thieves' World. So with that out of the way, we're going to move on to our next Q Corner question, which sort of has something to do with setting, but it's a bit more specific. It has to do when you have to roll a little something called initiative, and that is, what is your favorite combat environment? Yes, whether or not you're in the deepest, darkest of dungeon rooms, on a floating island of rock, in a lake of lava, or in a good old beat-down barroom brawl. Where do you and your friends like to find yourself fending for your lives? To tell us, and to hear your answer read out on the show, all you have to do is reply to our Q Corner tweets that we will be sending throughout the next 2 weeks or so on Twitter. We will also be posting an Instagram post for you to comment on. And, as per usual, we will make it available on the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Facebook group like we have done for the past few corners, and that has turned out really well. You all seem to be responding very well to that. So, oh, that's right. I have one more set of business. I nearly forgot. I'm just kidding. I would never forget you guys. So, we had over 60 participants to our early 2018 giveaway. So 15 of you have won some dice. 5 of you have won some little special dice with the little individual one-set bags. And one of you has won this lovely Eldritch Artists single-set dice box with... Oh, you hear that? There's a dice set inside. And yes, the crinkling is the bubble wrap that it is wrapped in. And what dice could be inside of it? I don't know. Maybe it could be something from my own personal collection. That's right, you too can play with the same dice that makes Rot cry. We will now read out the winners in order. We're going to go start from Tier 1, Tier 2, and then the grand prize. Now, if you've won, we will be contacting you via your Twitter handle that you have won with this week to get the address where you want your prize sent to. So be on the lookout for your messages and make sure that we have the ability to contact you, okay? Okay, cool. So first off, the dice winners. Number one, we have Dave Laliberte, Twitter handle Dark Davy. Winner two, Vince the Evil DM, Twitter handle The Evil DM. Winner number three, Patrick DM Swift Duke, Twitter handle Mr. Pat Duke. Number four, LJ Haydorn, Twitter handle LJ Haydorn. Number five, DM of the Fey Courts, Twitter handle Gloriandel. Number six, Epic Loot Solo, Twitter handle Epic Loot Solo. Number seven, The Redneck DM, Twitter handle The Redneck DM. Number eight, Kayla Renee, Twitter handle Kayla B. Amos. Number nine, Lucy Highland, Twitter handle Lucy O. Highland. Winner number 10 is Chris Boscott, Twitter handle Bosco underscore CA. Number 11, Mike Simons, Twitter handle Mike Simons 0505. Number 12, Vincent Atticus, Twitter handle Prince Jack Draw. Number 13, Jeff Grower, Twitter handle Chaos Rules. Number 14, Fairy Renee, Twitter handle Fairy Renee. And number 15 for Tier 1, Randy Hoffmeyer, Twitter handle Randy Hoffmeyer. All right, moving on to Tier 2. These are the individual bagged dice. Number 16, Tyler Mack, Twitter handle Stormbreaker. Number 17, This Is Not My Beautiful House, Twitter handle AT Pacey. Number 18, Die Hard Dungeon, Twitter handle Always the Healer. Number 19, Gothic Hufflepuff, Twitter handle Creamy Classic. And number 20, Karina, Twitter handle Leto underscore Crows. And now for the grand prize winner, everyone. Mandolin, Twitter handle Captain OA. And that's it, folks. That's all there is. It is the end of the early 2018 giveaway. We'll be getting those to you as soon as we get the address from you that you want them sent to. And now, without further ado, I'm going to let you get back to the episode. As usual, if you like our show, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It means so much to us, and it helps us get seen more and help spread the show and the story of the show. Please, if you haven't already done so, we know the winners have, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find our Facebook page. All of those handles are at The Spellcast, and the Facebook page is The Spellcast D&D. So, when are we going to run another giveaway? I don't know. Maybe fall. We'll think about it. We'll keep you updated on it. And now we're going to leave you guys with some friends of ours, with a little plug that we are putting on our show for them. And that's going to be it, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye-bye.
I
come back with... What do I find in whatever...
You find a bunch of salted goods because voyage and ship and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Pickled eggs, things like that.
Drinking water?
Drinking water, yes. Okay. Yes, yes. You find a cask of drinking water.
Okay, I've got that and some crackers or something. And I come back and you're not there.
Actually, what I want to do is, you said that there was a library on board,
I think?
I'm going to go lock myself in the library.
Okay.
And just, like, start rummaging around the books, like, you know, tossing them off of the shelf, trying to find something on, specifically on religion.
God damn it. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
What happened to that?
You find a book.
We're going to find out later, I guess.
Okay.
You're going to find a book.
Is that the
one I got for you?
Yes, it is.
It
yes, it is.
Look,
and it has... And it has a whole slew of names of
there's
books.
There's only a few things
that
I remember.
By the way, for the audience, I am reading from A Cleric's Guide to Smiting from the makers of Crit. So this is it's
specifically
it
I'm looking for anything on books on religion, books on fiends.
Okay, easy. There's like 5 million of those in here if I can find it.
And books on the lower planes.
Okay, yeah, totally.
More and more Noel Cook books. No. What kind of just out of curiosity, what kind of books does Janko fill his library with?
Okay, the what kind of books?
Yeah,
a lot of like novels on like you know romance novels.
throw away, pocket that one. Throw away.
Yeah. Classical tomes, you know, classical writings. Just to go off, I'm just going to start listing things. A book, Brother Milo's Appendix on Demons, Ghouls, and Other Creatures Nearly as Terrifying as My Harlot of a Wife.
That one's going in snack.
This is a good list. It's a good list.
It's a great list. There's Saint Drogo's final and unfinished work, Understanding Demons, the Gentler Side of... Nah, get them off!
Going on the stack.
Okay. There's the book on seances, A Medium at Large, written by Cassandra Soothsayer as dedicated by Sir Cromwell Hutchinson III, Esquire, BSC, deceased.
Fine, on the stack.
There is a little note at the bottom on the front page, a little footnote. Maybe it was ghostwritten. There's,
yes!
You find Brother Whateley's Eldritch Tomes that will drive you insane and will wallet, cheesecloth, gabardine, pustule, rhubarb.
That's going back on the shelf.
And then...
I want that. Take away my pull out poetry.
And then you find a general book that's basic, a general religion book that's The Gods and You by the wonderful clerics of...
Oh, God,
Mr. Historian, you pick this. Now I'm going to turn to you every time I need a book name.
Oh, you're well, thank you.
By the gods?
The Gods
of
and You, written by the...
The Gods of You.
Yes, The Gods of You.
The Gods of You, written by the clerics of Porcelandia.
Porcelandia?
Porcelandia?
Porcelandia.
Porcelandia.
Is that Porcelandia or
Porcelandia? Porcelandia.
Okay.
Porcelandia. Some clerics of Porcelandia, some monastery in like some valley somewhere.
The Ivory Valley.
The Ivory Valley. Ah.
So I'm going to like reach for that one, and the words playing through my head are "Don't fuck this up for me," and I'm going to like not read that one, and then just go and like light some candles and sit down and just like start reading.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So,
and unless interrupted, I will do that for the rest of the trip, and I will not sleep if I can possibly avoid it.
Wonderful.
How long is the trip going to be?
The trip's going to be 5 days.
I will not sleep if I can avoid it.
Okay.
No. You are going to fall. You are going to like exhaust yourself.
Yes.
In about the third day in levels of exhaustion and such. You are going to exhaust yourself about then, and we'll have to.
I mean,
take a
like that.
Very long.
I mean, that's if he's uninterrupted, and we haven't gotten to. I find that he's not there yet.
I mean, about second day, you're going to wonder where the hell. I mean, you're going to be searching for Halexin the whole. Probably trying to find him now. You do are probably going to knock and get the other crew, make sure he hasn't jumped overboard.
Right. So like you
well,
get
like,
back.
What time does this happen?
Because this happens, now you guys are, like, out on the ocean, etc.
Right. Like,
you
what,
know.
But what time of day?
Getting on into the evening. Sun is definitely about to set.
About to set. Okay.
if you have been asking people to help you search at this point, like, because you've
yeah,
gone
no,
to,
definitely yeah. at the very least, like, have you seen my friend? He's the spiky one, but he probably wouldn't have been spiky.
Everyone has been searching every door because this is kind of like, oh, shit, all we need all hands here.
Okay, yeah.
And so someone comes and tells you that the library door is locked.
Do I hear anyone, like, at the door?
Yeah, jiggle the door.
In Dwarven, I'll be like,
just cleaning up.
Am I there when that happens, or is it someone else that...
It's one of the twins.
Okay.
And they tell you that it sounded... Someone tried to speak to me in Dwarvish.
Okay, so I go to the library.
Okay.
Yeah, I jiggle the door.
You hear a door.
Hello?
And you hear Ront's voice say hello.
Busy, go away.
Buddy, are you okay? You just sort of ghosted on me. And I realize, fuck.
It was just one time!
Yeah, this time. We still don't know what happened in there. Let me in and we'll talk this out.
Really busy. Really busy. Just talk to you when we get back.
Buddy, you haven't eaten since we gotten on the boat. I haven't eaten. We just went through some shit. You're like,
what day is it?
So I'll crack the door open. Is there food?
I'm trying to think days. All right, so we have 10-week days.
We do
Sunday,
have 10
Monday,
weeks.
Fun day, one day, Tuesday, threes day.
Right.
Sunday, Monday, fun day, one day, Tuesday.
Threes day, Wednesday.
Threes day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, fun day.
Yes.
How long would it take me to regain all my spell stuff just one day?
8 hours.
Oh.
8 hours
so
of rest.
What the fuck am I gonna do for the rest of this ship journey? So,
just a point, assuming there are no facilities connecting to the library, I'll have, like, snuck out, like, in the dead of night to, you know, use, like, the bathroom and such and then come back.
There are no, I mean, there's, like, a hole dropping into the ocean. You know, there's no septic tank.
Right, no, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm assuming there was nothing like that in the library.
Right, no.
Okay, but yeah, so I will open the door.
Yeah,
and
no,
like,
there's a hole dropping to the ocean in the library.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you're just reading a book and you're like, you know, fuck this book. You wanna, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, sometimes, you know, you're reading a book in the library and you're just like, I can't put this down, but I got to drop some down. So you drop the trowel and you squat in the library.
I don't know how goblins, you know, make their library. Anyway, so I will open up the door at this
We've
point.
We've been in a goblin library.
That's right.
We've been in a goblin porta potty.
That's right. We know a lot about goblin libraries and porta potties.
I know a lot about goblin
holes.
Oh my God.
So, at this point, I'm opening up the door and say, is there food?
I'll still have, like, the water and the crackers, and we can scrounge up some actual food, because I'm pretty hungry myself.
Thank you. And I'll close the door. I won't lock it this time, though. All
right.
But I will go back and, like, you know.
All right, so I go, and I try to scrounge up some actual food.
Mm-hmm. We have 10 days.
How successful am I?
You're successful.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
a pretty well-stocked larder.
Right.
There's no worry there.
Okay. I make some food. I come back with... I stop by on those guys to make sure that they're okay, that they didn't roll into anything, that I got all the spikes that were everywhere, and just put they're in a pile behind a book. Somewhere. And I go back and I bring you food. Can I come in, buddy?
I didn't lock the door this time.
I mean, like, can I, like, do you...
Okay.
Do you let me in? So
it's
open. You're surrounded by candles. You're sitting in there.
And books on demonology and...
Which, like, yeah, okay, yeah. So I set down the food. Mm-hmm. I have some food for me.
So has this been, like, a day or so?
No, I figure it's still that evening.
That evening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, still that evening.
Okay, so I haven't really had a chance to really dive deeply into any of it. So.
I mean, it's taken me, like, 15, 30, 45 minutes. You've read something. Mm-hmm.
You've at least found the pages you need that you might be looking for you're looking for. Yeah, for at least starting the information.
I recognize that he's actually doing, like... brain work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with that shit. I reach into my pack, I pull out parchment and quill and pen in it. First, did you drink any of that water, buddy? Because you sort of pounded it back there.
Whoa, water?
I gave you a cask of water and crackers.
Okay, I will now devour these.
Oh, yeah, now?
Yeah.
Yeah, keep drinking that water, buddy. There's plenty where it came from.
How hungover am I, by the way?
You're pretty fucking sober.
Okay.
Pretty fucking sober.
Okay.
And like...
Well, hungover is just like...
No, he's not.
Oh.
It's 2 days.
Wait. Run.
No.
Run.
No, same day.
What is it called when you're a ghost, but you haven't died?
Do I need to roll for what this is? But I'm pretty sure it's astral projection.
Yup.
Okay. But, like, does Ron
Yep. Okay. Yep.
It's like there's strings that are pulling you up out of your body.
Buddy, that actually sounds an awful lot like astral projection. It's a thing that some people do on purpose. I mean, sometimes people can have it done unto them.
You know that it's pretty dangerous because to astral project, when you leave your body, there is a silver cord that connects you to your body, mm-hmm. and if that is severed, you're dead. However, people can be called via astral projection, and there are two strings, and it's weird, and one can be, it's weird.
How many, you said there were cords pulling you?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, those, like, marionette.
Right. How many?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
More than this many, and I'm holding up one finger.
I think so.
More than this many, and I'm holding up five fingers.
There was only two. There were two. But there were still so many cords attached.
I like, push those three fingers back. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty unusual, but that does give us something to go on. I promise, buddy, when I get back, I won't give anything specific, but I'll talk to Sylvanas and I'll learn what I can about this. Trust me, I know how to find shit out.
So I'm gonna scribble down on the parchment. Could you look through these books for this day, please?
Oh, okay. History check?
Yeah. Sure. On.
I'm not gonna say it out loud. You're not gonna say it out loud.
I'm not gonna say it out loud.
Yeah. History check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
25.
Let me. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna let you come over here and read this.
Okay.
You can just read that whole article if you want to.
Okay.
That's
so I will be reading stuff and you can do stuff. I'm reading the books.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. So what else is everyone else doing while Pierre is reading the books?
But also, like, some of this actually I know, right?
Yeah.
All
right. Well, I guess I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hungover.
Yeah.
I wanna honestly, like, I mean, it's gonna take me a day to recover. So I wanna find the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the actual
rooms. You can find, there are some of the officer rooms that have been, like, taken over and whatnot.
Is anyone in Jadankle's room?
No one's in Jadankle's room. No one's in the Jadankle's room, probably because they don't want to fuck anything up and get fired. When he wonders where his boat is.
But I assume that's probably the best room in the...
Oh, it's the best room.
It
is the super best room.
A lot of gold.
I go in there.
It's a wonderful... it's a new invention he thought of called a bed of water.
Oh, my God.
And so it's kind of floaty and, like, it's really nice.
But it's water, so
yeah.
I don't like it.
Well, I mean...
But it's, you don't get wet.
You don't get wet, though.
Maybe I can't tell that it's water because there's like a sheet, there's like a cover.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I get on and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
And
it's
I'm gonna like rest in there for the next day.
As you hit a lever and you feel some pulleys and gears whirring and then the bed starts rotating.
He has a rotating bed.
On a boat and it's a water
is
bed.
Is there
it's a boat on a boat.
What's it called? A Victrola?
Yeah. Yeah, there is. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, there is.
What's it playing?
Goblin James.
Savard does not recognize
as
this tune,
as
but
as
enjoys
an,
it
as an aside.
Kenny Goblin.
Kenny Goblin! No! And Mike.
What Ront is reading, like, I'm taking, like, furious notes.
Yeah, I'll be pointing out stuff, but basically, this sounds like bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn every plane. But so, buddy, I mean, this isn't a name that people aren't familiar with. He's like,
I've heard it before, yeah.
He's like in pantheons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so, like, you seem pretty torn up about him. What's going on? He's,
Well, I just, you know, want to know more.
Okay, so just bullet points. People have been worshipping him for about, you know, 100 or so years.
Yeah.
People were bereft and stuff because the spell plague happened.
and we didn't they didn't know what was going on, and Asmodeus provided answers and would forgive all their faults. And, you know, that actually sounds pretty nice, but for some reason these guys weren't very popular.
It sounds very uncharacteristic.
This what it says here is that those dudes in the north, and this is corroborated by a lot of other tales, dwarves, elves. Asmodeus is Lord of the Ninth, leader of all devils of the Nine Hells. Okay. Yeah, this sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Afterlife, chance at power and immortal pleasures? All a soul needs to do is take one step out of the dust in the milling crowd and put a foot on the first rung of the infernal ladder that represents the hierarchy of the Nine Hells. So it's a Ponsmas scheme.
That sounds more characteristic.
Of what?
You know when I said there were strings?
Yeah.
He was pulling the strings. He was pulling the strings.
Okay, so that statement actually sticks out because there's all of this, but would he be directly pulling the strings of someone low on the ladder?
No, he wouldn't be pulling the strings of someone low on the ladder unless they were part of some inscrutable plan that he has.
Okay. So you shot out a bunch of spikes. That was weird, but, you know, you're a growing boy.
Yeah. You're feeling around.
None of once.
You noticed. You point. Oh, you didn't know. Oh.
No. I was pointing because I shot up into the sky and then the ground.
Parts of you shot up into the
water kind of swirled, and then I went down into the water, and there to the earth, and there was fire, and also cold. And there was a court, and I mean, it was a nice court, but they were all looking at me, and they were not nice things.
Wait, say more about that. What?
This big castle.
Okay.
This burning, freezing wasteland. It was his court. He was sitting on a ruby throne.
That all sounds like stuff that I've read about this guy before, yeah. But so, just like, his court and his stuff, and he was there?
Mm-hmm. He was this close! And, like, I'll, you know, like, get up, like, right in Rod's face. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Where's the water? Have more of this. Have more of this, please.
Actually, I'm gonna look at myself, like, in the reflection. Like,
it's a cask!
With the water? I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a glass, sorry.
I mean,
can I see myself in a reflection of, like, glass or something?
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay.
You made a demon explode! Just poof!
Because
he didn't stop clapping!
You're quick to correct him that it was a devil.
Yeah, the devil? A devil explode? Like...
Sure!
Because there's...
Hal doesn't know.
There's a difference.
There's a difference?
So, devils, right, are the ones that he, like, directly... Because he is a devil, the devil, you know, devil. Demons... Let's just breathe. Let's breathe. Hee hee hoo hoo. Hee hee hoo hoo. Hee hee hoo hoo. Hee hee hoo hoo.
Can you tell how Savara wandering at this point? Well, I'm going. I mean, you don't have to, but
I will. Is this the next day? Is this a new day? What day is this?
Well, if we've been doing this all night,
if you've been doing a bunch of research and stuff,
if we've been doing this all night,
it might take a while to get to this level of understanding.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Were we in the room?
Is this day two or day three?
No, we were in the library. You guys were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You found a rotating bed in Kenny Goblin. You guys have had at least 8 square hours, which, like,
you guys are fine.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm still fucked, despite having not been hit that entire time.
Okay, so I wake up and I feel amazing.
Fantastic.
Like, I'm gonna go find everyone, and so I start wandering around.
You find Ront and Halexin in the library area.
And I'm surrounded by parchment and books, and Hal is
doing breathing exercises.
With no blades.
Hoo hoo.
No blades.
Hoo hoo.
Is part of my thaumaturgy creating like fake flames in my hands?
There has to be a cantrip.
Produce flame. That's produce flame.
Do I not have that?
You do. I know you've done it before.
I have control flames.
Oh. I believe
well,
you
there
have.
Are candles?
I create bonfire. Is that the same thing?
We'll just say you can do it because you're fucking
stupid.
Just say you do it. It's fine. You've given me stuff before. Yeah. You can make an entire wreath of fire
appear
okay.
around you.
Yeah, it's fine.
I walk in.
That's
I see
limited.
Ron. I see a person
oh, wait, no, it's not. Never mind.
Who looks
oh, yes, it is.
Like so something's wrong and I'm not so
I'm all like curled up in a blanket.
I produce a flame and be like, who's that?
That's bright. Please put that out.
Who is it?
It's Hal. Please.
I'm waiting.
We've been up all night. There's
I make the flame go away.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between a demon and a devil?
Are you?
Yeah, he swaddled.
So I can't tell that your blades are gone.
No, they would be poking.
Like, I have none on my head either.
Also, they would definitely be poking through a blanket if he were.
Are you okay?
No.
He's.
What?
Wait, you do you? What do you know about astral projection?
What do I know about astral projection? Is it something that would have been taught in my family? Like,
No, because it's not of the same family of spells that... Because you're sorcerers, you're not wizards.
Okay.
So doing that type of stuff doesn't come...
Do I know that that's a wizard thing?
You know that that's a wizard thing, yeah.
Astral projection's a wizard thing.
Okay, because, I mean, I have... Buddy, I believe you, but I have no proof that happened. This all could have been a dream, and I hope it was. I hope it was. But you've been very specific about stuff, and that's why we're treating this with the utmost seriousness, okay?
What happened?
Are you familiar with the name Asmodeus?
You are!
I am!
Because it's where all pure tieflings originate from.
Right!
Asmodeus' blood.
He my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy.
Okay, as
he
says
that,
I'm going to...
Are they like, that sucks, or that like...
Tieflings generally know that that's where they come from. They know they have infernal blood. Some tieflings embrace that and are Asmodeus worshippers. Other tieflings, particularly Savara's group, do not. They separate themselves from the evil connotation of the name and the actions and try to better themselves in the plane that they currently exist in because they see themselves more as part of their own race, separate from devils or humans.
Okay.
So as soon as she says, like, great, 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 great granddaddy, I'm going to, like, up out of the chair, go and hide behind a desk.
Dude, what's wrong?
I forgot. That's right. You are. Yeah. So this is important. How do you and your family feel about your great, 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 great granddaddy?
We separated from their, like, ideals and do our own thing. We're very proud to be tieflings, but we don't associate ourselves with what other people tend to think of as the not-so-nice tieflings.
Okay. It's not about that. You're fine.
Okay.
What
safe
is it
for
about?
Behind the desk.
I'm gonna go up to him and be like, why are you hiding? And I try to...
I don't remember.
He hasn't
now.
Had a lot of sleep either. We've been up all night at this.
Did what?
Did Roland mention anything? Because I can't remember if he specifically mentioned that tieflings and bladelings might be related.
No, he never did.
No,
okay. Never did.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Okay. If he did, buddy, should we just? I mean, we're probably gonna have to talk about this, even to Connell at least, so that he doesn't say something too stupid at some time.
Okay.
We think that. In the night, actually right after I left you guys to go find blankets and stuff for you, that Hal was summoned. He was astrally projected out by at least two cords. That's pretty weird.
I kind of like poke my head up over the desk like, I saw my own body. And then go back down.
And he described what sounds a lot like being pulled through planes to what sounds a lot like the court of Asmodeus.
The ninth hell. The ninth one.
The Yeah, that one, number nine, and I wouldn't be entertaining this so nearly as much if he wasn't as specific about everything that he's seen.
He called me a pawn.
That's not nice.
No.
Yeah, no, like, that's actually pretty consistent with everything that I'm reading. He's a jerk. He's a jerk, buddy. You don't have to listen to anything he says.
Yeah, he called me damaged goods.
Did he?
I'll kill him.
No, he won't. No, he won't. You mean it don't explode?
I mean, so, we did, he is a god. We have at least killed a god's roommate. So in terms of, like, porcine murder number, we're at least three.
Okay.
So we just need to up that a little, a few numbers to like two or
I'll
one.
Kind of slowly stand up and just like nod and come back around and sit down.
Okay, so now we're a bunch of people under the age of 20, under the age of 18, sitting in a library. Without sleep, you've had sleep. Most of us have not had sleep, and we are plotting the death of Asmodeus.
Yay! The magnitude is realized.
Kind of.
Teenagers.
Why? Because he insulted Hal.
He took his blades away.
No, there. No, he. But he has.
Grow back?
Has this ever happened before to you? But they do grow back,
maybe,
right?
They're going through puberty.
It'd be pretty late.
How old are you again? I think I actually
17.
Age. Oh, you're older than me.
But I don't know how bladeling puberty works.
Bladeling.
So I don't know very much about bladelings.
That's what Roland called me.
I don't know very much about bladelings or... Wait, did he call you a bladeling, like, open in the air?
Yes, he
did.
Did
I hear
yes,
that?
Yes, you did.
History check.
Sure.
Well, I might not succeed, buddy. I might not succeed.
Well, Gerald, anytime you want Connell to come in, feel free.
Yes, my man. Connell's on the mast, and the next time you hear from Connell, he'll be lighting off fireworks from the front of the ship.
Of course, because you guys still got those. Yay!
Okay.
Don't waste those.
Could waste a Roman candle.
I got a 10.
Okay, so you know that bladelings do not originate from the Nine Hells.
Absolutely do not.
Do not, absolutely.
Okay.
You know...
I know.
...that bladelings typically dominate the plane of Acheron, which is next to the plane of Nine Hells. It is actually more lawful than the Nine Hells in terms of the wheel, right? It's not... I mean, it's more lawful, less evil, but it's still an evil plane. It's still in the evil quadrant.
Okay.
The evil half. You know that they are great at battle.
you don't say.
Because Acheron's the plane of like, war and fighting and evil and, like, hostility and blah.
Okay.
You don't know much about the plane of Acheron other than that's what it is. It's kind of, that's, like, the gist. This is, like, the, and here's the plane of Acheron. Let's move on to the next one, you know.
Because this is the lower planes 101.
Lower planes 101.
Okay. But I would know where to find out more.
You would know where to find out more.
Right, he did call you a bladeling. That is right.
You figure Roland probably is the place where you would go to find out more. If you ever run into him again. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's others, obviously.
But, so, assuming he's right, and, like, knowing you and the fact that blades grow out of you...
Yep, no, makes sense. Yep.
That makes sense, right? Assuming that's correct. You're not related to Asmodeus the way Savara is related to Asmodeus.
No, yeah, that makes sense. He did imply some relation, but he might have been speaking metaphorically.
Yeah. So, like, you bladelings, sort of neighbor his hell? They're next to them in so far as planes are next to each other. That, you know, that. And Ront is flailing his arms.
Right.
You know. But yeah, that's the evil half. But they're mainly known for like, I cut you because we war, and not like I steal your souls and y'all suck.
I mean, you know, normally they would probably just cut people by matter of course.
Yeah. I imagine that you know
seems
they're
a little disingenuous to me.
I imagine that their culture of. This is total bullshit, by the way.
Yeah.
Their culture of, like, glorified violence comes from the fact that they can't help hurting each other. There's probably some real emotional unpacking to do on that plane.
I'll allow it.
Barring geopolitical war hate of a different plane made of out of character, made of iron cubes that come and bang up against each other for a little bit and then float away and bang up against other iron cubes and you have to fight on like all six sides of the cube and bullshit. Barring that, yeah, and the whole three factions war thing that's like I'm not gonna put in here, but
I want to play that MMO. I want to do that raid.
You have to fight on all six sides of the cube and then it bangs into another cube.
Don't be on the wrong side of the cube.
I want that!
And you know the ROG would fuck you and you just get like all six
no, no,
sides.
No. If Square Enix did it, it would be well telegraphed.
Oh, man.
But so not related to Asmodeus.
Right.
At least in origin and not directly under his thumb in that specific
right.
way.
But he did refer to himself as daddy or father.
He's given to calling himself that, right? He's referred to as the father of, what, lies or
right.
hurt or...
I'm just saying that he was applying that to me. So in some sense, there's some sort of...
He
said he was cultivating me
that...
for a purpose that has since been ruined.
Well, like, one, great, it's ruined because
yes.
fuck that
yes.
guy.
Yes.
Two...
But apparently something that we have done... has really pissed him off.
What else is new?
It has to do... What was it that he
he showed you?
Yeah.
He said, say hello to your ex-babysitter, and he showed you a pit fiend.
Right.
Huge motherfucking thing. Think of a Balrog from Lord of the Rings. That's a pit fiend.
Right, yeah.
Essentially, it's like Balrog Lord of the Rings is both kind of, a pit fiend devil and a Balor demon. They're two different things, but for this... picture him almost the exact same.
Right.
A ruby wearing ruby glasses broken and he just kind of adamantine chains wrapped around him and ripped them apart and yeah. But he was dead already, so but still
yeah.
it's more of an insult.
I will relay this.
Your baby
okay.
That was your
so,
babysitter? What?
Like
I assume it was supposed to make sure that whatever Asmodeus hadn't planned happened and it didn't happen. And somehow I ended up here.
Well, is he blaming us for that? You for that? Like, why are we even believing the father of lies?
Do you point in the book where it says that?
Underlining it with my fingers.
Thank you for pointing that out.
But, like, even...
Wait a minute, when he said he couldn't touch me? That means he couldn't
yeah.
touch me?
Yeah. Yeah, that also reminds you
what?
Of that also reminds you of the other creature you saw in there.
Right, the giraffe thing.
The weird yellow skinned humanoid looking thing in a robe floating with a little white tuft of hair
yeah.
on the top of its head.
What?
I didn't really get to say very much before I got whisked away.
Let me actually find a picture of it.
But so you look that up. But so if he's saying we fucked something up, then like.
But he was saying that he couldn't interfere, and he wants me not to screw something up for him further.
Well,
I guess we're just gonna have to keep our eyes open.
Well, so A, that's awesome.
Asmodeus.
We're gonna reclaim the letter A, okay, Hal?
Right.
A, that's awesome because we can fuck with his shit. You know how long the books say his plans have been laid in motion? No, you don't, because you're wrong!
It
was going to guess more than 100 years.
Buddy, thousands of years. Some say his plans have been in motion for thousands of years. We're fucking with his shit!
What did he say?
It said, it's a male-looking figure.
Right, yeah, what did Asmodeus refer to it as?
He said, I can't talk to you without her listening to everything. And then he looked directly at the thing and said, yes, I know you're listening, you bitch, or whatever. Because she has to know everything I talk to you about.
I know I wasn't here for that, but honestly, that sounds a lot like a custody battle. Yo,
what up?
Jesus Christ!
At this point, you hear a loud, thunderous noise.
No shit!
Fuck
Fucking hell.
Well, I hear that, and I'm gonna roll. Well, shit. I say nothing. I stand up.
What was that?
I'm gonna be right back.
Okay.
Everyone, it's fine. I calmly walk to the door, and I yell, Connell! And I slam the door shut as I go out, and I fucking find this guy.
I mean, that might be a good place to end this little scene place. Is there anything else you guys want to do while still on the boat?
No.
I mean, just instill that, like, apparently we are capable of ruining whatever these things are. If it's us that's messing stuff up, and if it's just you, then that means that you have something about you that is imbued with the great ability of fucking his shit up. And so you are the captain of your fate. You are the master of your soul.
Okay, that makes Hal feel better.
Okay.
Not completely better. Like, he's still gonna try not to sleep, he's gonna fail. But
I mean, like, is coffee a thing?
Yeah. Remember the coffee shop.
Oh yeah. I'll instruct someone if there's anyone who's like
Elvish coffee or what was the thing?
Oh yeah, the Fyrish coffee.
Fyrish coffee.
Yeah. I'll make sure that someone there, if there's anyone working the mess, like keeps it coming. I will walk it. I just like
sure,
need
sure, sure.
to make sure someone's making it. We'll do that, but I think it's a good idea if we get someone who actually knows a thing or two about that sort of thing to watch you when you actually do sleep, at least for a little bit, in case it happens again, so we can have someone with eyes who actually understand what the fuck's going on with it. That'll actually give us something, right? Actually, in the context of that, the two courts thing makes a lot more sense with the whatever that was. Yeah, I'm gonna go yell at Calm. I'm gonna keep doing first mate stuff and possibly learn more about keeping a boat in order. Four days now. Any time I'm not working on that. Do you remember anything I said I was like crafting?
No.
You're working on a bed, right?
Yes, a bed of mending.
That's right. Okay.
But like that's not on a boat.